This is Logan Seculo. It's a Logan Seculo reprogram takeover, and today we talk about vaccines and impeachments and a whole mess of other stuff. Because is the media force-feeding you into chaos?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trail-blazing, heck-raising radio show slash online good time. It's the Logan Seculo Reprogram Takeover, the Jay Seculo Live for your Friday. We used to come a lot of Fridays, Will. Yeah. We pop in, and they finally invited us back. They said, Logan and Will, we finally deem it appropriate for your shenanigans to return, often known as a show that brings a bit of ruckus.
That's right. Yeah.
we get those texts.
Well, you know, with that tease you had, it said chaos. The word chaos was used. It's because we kind of bring a little bit of chaos.
Sometimes people say, Logan, you're just too darn raucous. But you know what? We're here. We're ready to do the reprogram for you. And that is what we're talking about. We're not talking specifically. You've heard the headlines, saw it on Facebook, saw it on YouTube about the vaccines and impeachments. But in general, now we are going to break down some of the news that came out about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that broke this morning and how I believe with this and the impeachment trial looming and a lot of other issues that are happening right now, that the media and 24-hour news is so desperately trying to grab your eyeballs, grab your attention, grab your ears, that they are putting out headlines that I feel are misleading in general and are only there to cause you internal chaos to then lead you to the next thing. Now, that's nothing new with media. It's nothing new in news, but I think we have a few very specific examples, and one of them, Will, today is on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, which their study broke this morning. And if you were just to read the headlines, after we know that the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine are both in the 90s in percentile, the main headline that's coming out of people like the Washington Post, Politico, the New York Times, a lot of people are saying specifically Wall Street Journal, they are fixating on a number, and that number is 66% effective, which is an interesting thing. While, yes, that is the part of the data, is it is 66% effective. The next line, essentially, I mean, it's buried in their data, is that currently, right now, the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine, they believe, has a 100% effective rate for preventing death or preventing a severe hospitalization or hospitalization in general due to COVID-19. And I don't care. I'm not here to talk to you about whether you should take a vaccine, not take a vaccine. That's none of it. You deal with that. This is not that show. But what I am saying is we got to call out the media when something like this happens, because the headline should be Johnson & Johnson. I feel bad for the Johnson & Johnson people. They took away the baby oil. Now they're taking away this. You know, not, I should say 100% effective against death and hospitalizations due to COVID-19. I don't think you're going to even be able to make up your mind or make, like, you're not good. Everyone I knew who's gotten the vaccine, they didn't say, I would like the Moderna. Right. Like, that's not an option right now. You're going to get what you get.
Because of the way the rollout happens, the way that they're ordered, the government is helping with shipping it across the country, you'd think the media would want to boost up confidence. But when they lead across the board, we're seeing these headlines that say 66% effective. That's not going to boost public confidence in something when most people, as we know,
are not
see the headline and move on and be like, well, I'm not taking that one.
Right. So now you're going to have a bunch of people who are going to go in and go, which one is this? They're going to say Johnson, Johnson. No, I'll wait. You're creating chaos because you're misleading the American people with the way that you present information. And that's what's happening right now. And I see it with my liberal friends, with my conservative friends, about the upcoming impeachment trial. Because as we all know, much like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it's almost 100% not going to happen. There's no conviction. The numbers aren't there. The numbers don't lie, folks. But it doesn't matter. They're going to drive that narrative because it drives ratings. I want to hear your thoughts. Give us a call right now. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. And again, thank you to everyone who supported the ACLJ this month.
Thank you. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to the Logan Seculo Reprogram Takeover of Seculo. I'm here with my buddy Will Haynes, co-host of the Logan Seculo Reprogram. When we do that on YouTube, also on all your favorite podcast players, so make sure you subscribe. I encourage you mainly to subscribe on YouTube because it's a lot more fun to see us because we're so pretty. It's a lot more fun to see us on YouTube. That's just search Logan Seculo. You'll see my channel, or just youtube.com/Logan Seculo Reprogram. I also want to again thank everyone who's donated to the ACLJ but continue to support the work that we're doing here. That's at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can find all the news we're doing. We have a brand new series rolling out very soon that I've been working with our team on about why the ACLJ is needed more than ever now that we're combating an administration that we saw recently, Will, in the last week, not exactly friendly to a lot of our most core issues, whether that be life, whether that be a very Jen Psaki kind of had a non-committal conversation about the BDS movement against Israel. She was like, well, we're not even traveling. First, that's like, she's like, we're not traveling right now, but if we do, we'll see. And then they're like, well, what about specifically BDS? Is it anti-Semitic? And she's like, well, I'll circle back with you.
That's her go-to these
I think,
days.
I don't know if she actually said it because I think back. She knows. I think she saw that YouTube video of how many times she says circle back. Now we all have vocal tics.
Right.
Hers is circle back.
She did say something to the effect of, if there's any more information I can get to, I will, because that was, it was raised in the confirmation hearing of the next ambassador to the UN.
Yeah.
And the ambassador to the UN actually was stronger than I was expecting out of a nominee from this administration.
Yeah, it was pretty much like this. We're not doing this.
Right.
Yeah, but I was very pleased.
There are some issues because there was reports that one of the people hired, or I don't think it was a confirmed position. I think it's in the National Security Council, like a deputy level, which may be confirmed. I'd have to check on that. But is someone that was in his college years, was very pro-BDS, was a part of some of those collegiate organizations that push that on college campuses, which we know is just anti-Semitic and also anti-Israel and just something that we have spent years exposing here at the ACLJ. So we're going to keep a close eye on that as things go forward.
And that's the whole point. That's what we're doing with the More Than Ever campaign that we're doing at the ACLJ. You can find out more about that at aclj.org. There's going to be new blogs, new videos, whole new series coming up very soon. The next couple weeks, been working on that. We're also working on our kids' channel, Bald Beagle. I don't know if you've seen that, but if you have kids, grandkids, honestly, if you just need a little refresher yourself, we've seen what's happened to American history in classrooms, and we have decided to take it upon ourselves to create other programming and other educational opportunities in a fun and exciting way. So there's really cool stuff coming out of the Bald Beagle channel. That's also on YouTube, also at baldbeagle.com. Take a look at all of that. most recent video we did was on for Martin Luther King Day, and we're going to have a new one coming out in the next week or so, and then a couple coming up shortly on some other presidents, because we celebrate President's Day coming up in a few weeks, so we'll have some fun with that. But Will, let's go back to what we're talking about here. And again, if you have a thoughts or questions or comments, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, about how the media seems to be sending you into chaos, keeping, you know, depression high amongst people. I know that there's a lot of studies, Will, beyond studies that say that a lot of people are consuming, specifically in those election years, consuming way too much for your brain to be able to handle. So whether the 24-hour news cycle is even healthy for you is one big question that we've asked ourselves here even. So I provide an hour a day. We provide additional content you can watch online. Obviously, we're on social media, but we're not here providing you a 24-hour feed of chaos. We're going to tell you the truth when stuff happens that you need to know. And that's why we're here. And Will, let's go back to this Johnson & Johnson news. Again, Johnson & Johnson released the findings this morning of their vaccine, sort of the study. And look, one of my friends, she was part of this study. She doesn't know if she had the placebo or not. I don't know if they tell you now. I think she may know, like maybe today.
When you get results back.
Like now they've done the study.
Because they have to do it. The studies are very, they call it like a triple blind, where there's different layers of people that there's the ones that distribute them, then who decides who gets what, and then the administers. So it's really hard to just really, it's to try to stop faking data. Right. That's the whole purpose of it. Is so no one at any step really knows which are placebos, which are the actual vaccines, so that they can't skew their data for a better result.
Right. So she doesn't know whether she got it or not. That's beside the point. The study showed the big one, and there's some other information too you wanted to go over. The big one, which is not the lead, which is why we're talking about this. You think the lead would be that this is 100%. As people have said, well, you're going to die eventually. That's not what we're talking about. This is COVID-related. It stops COVID-related death, stops COVID-related hospitalizations. You may still get it at a mild or a moderate case. But no, the headline is that it's only 66% effective, which, again, is misleading and disingenuous. Regardless of your pro-vax, anti-vax, it doesn't matter. What I am is pro-truth. And as a truth seeker, as someone who wants you to be able to read a headline and know that it's real, especially if it's coming from legit sources like the Washington Post, put legit in quotes, Washington Post, Politico, CNBC, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Most people see those as legitimate sources. And I want people to be able to see these headlines for what they are.
Well, and I looked at those, and most of the ones you mentioned are very straightforward headlines of COVID-19 vaccine was 66% effective. That's Wall Street Journal. I saw New York Times' headline, and I got a little bit of hope, like maybe the New York Times has seen the light and aren't going to be just fear-mongering here. But it says this, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine offers strong protection. Okay, that's better than only saying 66%, but fuels concern about variants. Okay, so they're already putting a little bit more fear in here. We've all heard about this variant that was discovered in South Africa that is starting to pop up in different places.
Yeah, you've heard the UK, you've heard all these
a little
other
more aggressive. Yeah. But then six paragraphs into that article, it reads this. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was 85% effective in preventing severe disease regardless of what variant caused it, the company said. While less effective than the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, so that would be overall percent, Johnson & Johnson is still considered a strong vaccine by scientists. The annual flu vaccine, for example, typically 40 to 60% effective, but also it's one dose and it doesn't have to be frozen like those others. Yeah. It's kept in refrigerators.
Yeah, there's a lot more people interested in this because there's some more ease to it. Than some of the other things.
They also, it's not the same mRNA technology that was brand new for these others that have caused some concerns about people of, oh, it's a brand new technology. We don't know too much about it. This is similar to an Ebola vaccine that Johnson & Johnson had previously provided and was effective in use against the Ebola vaccine. So it's technology that had been used before. There's a lot of differences that could have been highlighted right up front that more people would be interested in than using the lower than genuine statistic that they should have pulled out there. They buried the lead.
And we saw this as well with a lot of you've probably seen the headlines for the double masking. A lot of people have suggested that, whether you move to double masking. And they're like, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, has recommended this. But really, when you look at what he said, he was pushed to answer a question multiple times. And his answer was essentially, and I think we may have it, but his answer was essentially just, yeah, of course, if you wear two layers, it's going to be probably more protective, or an N90. Like, there are ways to be more. He doesn't necessarily say, we need to go do this. And this is where people see those headlines. Fauci says double mask, then chaos. Everyone feels like they got a double mask. This is where it gets a little out of hand. And I think we got to be careful, because you actually have to read what, or listen to what people have to say. And I think we have that.
Yeah, we'll play
from Dr. Fauci.
A lot of folks are hearing now about double masking, wearing two masks or trying to get one of those N95 medical grade masks. Do you believe that that's advisable and makes a difference?
You know, it likely does, because, I mean, this is a physical covering to prevent droplets and virus to get in. So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense that it likely would be more effective.
Yeah, so just saying, well, yeah, I mean, if I do, you know, this, and then I add another one, sure.
He didn't answer the, do you believe it's advisable? No. He just said it likely
maybe he learned,
does.
Maybe he learned from last March being like, no reason to do this, and then having to flip. But I think that is where a headline gets created, and then we, like, it's more protective. Well, of course, let's just go to logic here. Logically, if you put another barrier between you and someone else, it's going to be more protect. That's in life, you know, in anything. If there's a barrier between me and you, there's a less chance that that you can punch me. If you get another layer, then you could break your arm.
And
you know?
We're not necessarily trying to defend Dr. Fauci here. We're more pointing out that the media then ran with this and says, Fauci says double masks are necessary.
And I see people who this entire, which it should, take it very, obviously people who take it very seriously, but people who have gone into real depression over the constant change. And I've seen it firsthand. I've seen people I know and I love that have had this problem. And then they get this hope of the vaccine. And then they start throwing in, now there's the new strains. Now there's the double masking. Now there's a vaccine that's only 66% not as effective as you thought it was. But really it is. It maybe is more effective than I thought it was, if you really look into it. But it's to create this dangerous, chaotic ratings pull, eyeball pull, clickbait that really is controlling a lot of not just news media, just media in general. We've all seen it. The problem is when it's the big, you know, players also playing into it, we have to really take a look at how media can be a little bit clearer, a little bit more reformed. You know, we've seen that. We've seen all the fact checkers, if you will, and you've seen a lot of those go away. But, you know, you'll find that. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. I want to hear from you. Again, 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram Takeover of Seculo Radio. Now, if you just heard during the break, you may have watched What's Next if you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube. There's some fresh beats in there, Will.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan can pick some music. I mean, I hear you get, you know, classic rock sounding 80s rock. Him, you sound like you're too current. It's just like, man, I don't think he picked that music.
No.
No.
I love that. That's what you thought this segment needed to start with. But if you don't know what we're talking about, it's over on the Jay Secular Facebook page live. Is where we're live as well.
Yeah, if you're listening
on
there.
If you're listening on radio,
there
was a break video. It had Jordan and it had.
I said that.
I'm clarifying.
I know, but I'm just saying I did say it. I know. Watch on Facebook or on YouTube because it's better. Will doesn't like that because he's a radio person. I'm just saying it's better. You get to see us. And trust me, I look exactly like what you think I look like. I'm sitting here in a suit and tie, ready to take on the Supreme Court of the United States, Will.
I think you're wearing a uniform for the newest branch of
it's
the military.
It's not a uniform. I am wearing United States Space Force, officially licensed, I think.
It is officially licensed.
I think officially licensed from the folks at Amazon. I'm not sure. I don't know. This was a Christmas present because I'm a big Space Force fan.
Right.
So hopefully we don't see the dismantling of the Space Force by this current administration, by the Biden administration. There's a lot of calls for that. Even George Takei, Mr. Star Trek, was like, I can't believe we're seeing the Space Force flag flying during the inauguration. Give me a break, man. You wouldn't have a career without space travel.
Right.
I mean, you should be the one excited. But no, because the Trump administration did it. You don't like it.
Even though there was already Space Command within the Air Force.
They don't like just, the logo. You know. That the logo is the Delta, which is too close to the Star Trek, which is what Star Trek ripped off from our own military and the Air Force. But whatever, or the Navy. You know, it is what it is. I do like, what do they call them? The Guardians.
Right.
That's their, you know, there's like soldiers, and they're the Guardians.
That sounds very futuristic to me.
I like it. More future, the better.
Okay.
Talking about more future, the better. The vaccine. No. Let's talk to somebody on the phone. How about it, Will? I haven't even read the comment, so I'm hoping it's good.
Let's go to Raymond in New York on line 4. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Thank you for listening. I just wanted to comment about this Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah.
If you consider all of these vaccines, you have to look at Johnson & Johnson as the most feasible of all the vaccines to administer. And even if it is only 85% effective, the fact that it is one injection, the fact that the freezing requirements only require a moderate refrigerator, Johnson & Johnson being the most feasible to administer may be the game changer that it should be. I'm disheartened that the media does not consider that our goal is to vaccinate as many people as possible, as feasibly as possible. This may be the game changer we need.
And Raymond told our call screener that he's a doctor, so that's...
Yeah, so Raymond, you're a practicing doctor?
No. Doctor of education.
Doctor of education. Different kind of doctor. You know, call screener, maybe when you're putting that innovation, different kind of doctor. But still, Raymond, I appreciate your comment, and I really do appreciate it, because I think if you look, like right now on Twitter, I just logged over to Twitter. That's what you said, Raymond. The headline is, the number one trending thing on Twitter right now is, Johnson & Johnson says its single-shot vaccine is 66% effective in preventing a moderate to severe COVID-19. However, the next line, 100% effective from severe COVID-19. And then he goes on to, now we're comparing the Moderna to this. And guess what? I don't care what you think about the vaccine. I mean, I do care, but this is not what the show is about. The show is about how the media is moving things. They're also moving things in terms of, sorry, I'm still laughing at the doctor of education. I mean, I loved Raymond. Great call. But, you know, I mean, guys, he's a doctor and he's talking about vaccines. My assumption would be, and Will's assumption, I believe, when he mentioned that, some sort of MD.
Right.
Even if he's practices in your new age medicine.
I don't know if that's an MD, Logan.
No, I'm saying, at least like, that's a medical doctor. They would think
new
so.
New age medicine?
You know what I'm talking about.
Logan's giving holistic. All sorts of
that's the word I'm looking for.
Here. Okay, that's different. I feel like the new age.
No, yeah, I'm not talking crystals. I'm talking, you know, stuff that Joe Rogan sells in the bricks.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's talk about this. The beyond the vaccination, we'll move on, guys. I know, I've seen your comments. We're going to move on. A little bit, we're going to talk a little bit more about the impeachment trial that is looming. what, we're a couple weeks away?
Yeah, it'll be
Happy Valentine's
February
Day?
9th is when it's supposed to begin in the Senate. And that's after there's briefing schedules and things. There is this question of will it even get to trial because in the Senate because Tim Kaine, Senator Kaine, has been pushing this move maybe of a censure.
Yeah, which means what?
It's basically a slap on the wrist. You did a really bad thing. We condemn you.
Time out.
Yeah. But the fact that he's been talking with Susan Collins about this move, she has been on record saying that she would only go down that route if it's in lieu of a trial, not in addition to. So there's a lot of still moving pieces that could happen. But one thing we know is that the media loves this. They are fixated on it. The fact that they are going to continue to run nearly constant coverage of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Even now, that's what makes no sense why the Biden administration isn't like, cut it out.
Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us. Look what we are doing.
And I think there is a notice that this may not drive the ratings that they think it may drive because we've seen, obviously, there are real news stories like what happened with GameStop and the stock market. And that's something that's ongoing right now. We saw this thing about Cuomo and how the deaths in nursing homes were significantly more than originally reported. There's a lot of those things that we are seeing a pivot to because they're a lot more interesting than an impeachment of a former president that we know is going to result in an acquittal. That is just a way, because what they don't want you to know is, or want you to see, is how much money they waste on stuff like this and time they waste on this. I don't know. Outside of Hollywood, this is true, and outside of Washington, D.C., I've not met one of my real friends who is a Democrat who thinks that this is the right thing to do right now. They may agree that if this had happened during the Trump administration, then he should have been impeached, convicted, and thrown out of office. But they at least all believe a little bit in that speech that was given from President Biden now to bring unity and think that this has gone too far, and they think that this is where we're going. You're also seeing so much backlash amongst not only people, but amongst even the Tim Kaines. I mean, people who are clearly Democrats. I mean, the guy was the vice presidential nominee, technically, you know, was got a lot of votes. But it's going, saying, I don't know if this is going to be feasible. It seems like a waste of time and a waste of money here, guys. I don't know. Seems weird to you. Seems weird to me. But it doesn't matter because when you have career politicians, you have people like Nancy Pelosi that are up there yelling and spouting. All they want is airtime, and they're going to get it. You, the consumer, the person of media, gets to decide how much time you give them. And that's why I encourage you all, keep a notice on how much you watch and consume, specifically 24-hour news media, but also news media on anything, including here. Keep an eye on it. Watch what you're doing. Make sure you're playing with your kids. You're spending time with them. If there's so much doom and gloom in the world, there's only a few things that can bring you joy, maybe. And maybe that's spending time with your family. So turn it off and enjoy time with your family. And look, I wanted to say this, speaking of which, because we know that times are different right now. Things have changed in the last few months. And if you're a supporter of the work we do, we could use your help as well. You can go to aclj.org. There's obviously great commentary, great blogs, great things to take in. There is video content, audio content, and not just about what's breaking news around you, but also the things that are happening in your community that are important as a Christian, important as a conservative. We stand up for you and your values. We do that at the ACLJ. So what I'm going to ask you to do is go to aclj.org, take a look, click the donate button, and give in this month of January as we think you need the ACLJ and the world needs the ACLJ now more than ever. We'll be right back with more on the reprogrammed takeover of Secula.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
Fight for the right to live in freedom. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome back to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trailblazing, heck-raising online good time radio show. Take over, Jay Sekulow Live, Sekulow Radio. It's Logan Sekulow. I'm here with Will Haynes. We are talking about how the media is stirring you into chaos. They are giving you, they are force-feeding you chaos. When really you look at a big picture, there's a lot of good happening in this world. There's a lot of good things going on. You need to keep light of that. You need to look at the positives that are happening. Don't focus exclusively on the negatives. But you know what? They like that because they know you're going to click it. So this morning, to reset, you may have seen Johnson & Johnson's vaccine global study came out. The headline read, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine's only 66% effective. Now you may think, wow, I've heard Moderna and I've heard Pfizer and these other companies are in the 90s. Why was this even approved? Why will this be approved? Why? Because if you look two steps down, this one-shot vaccine, again, one shot provides the complete protection against COVID-related hospitalization and death, the company says. Complete protection, but that's not the headline they're giving you. They're giving you a headline to scare you. They're giving you a headline to try to censor you and to make things feel like the world is caving in. And we have to see hope, and we have to see the truth. And that also happened, obviously, with the impeachment trial that's about to happen. It's all a ruse. It's all a charade because we know at the end of the day, you like that, Will?
I like the way you charade.
At the end of the day, we know the result. And if you already know the results, then why report on the fantasy? And here's a comment and a quote from maybe the most egregious of egregious, Don Lemon. Like, I like a lot of the folks at CNN. I really do. I think they put out some, those the 90s, fantastic. You know, I feel like they should stick to that. I like the 90s.
The documentary series.
Yeah, 70s, right. The 80s. I like those documentary series.
Right.
Rock and roll president.
You like decades, is what you're saying.
I like documentaries.
Yeah.
I like to look in the past because, you know, there's better times. I'm a nostalgic fella.
Mm-hmm.
I like the lead into Don Lemon. But as soon as they do the split screen with Cuomo and Don Lemon, I'm like, okay, I know this is just going to become an insult match. And I don't hate watch things. Unlike a lot of people on YouTube and stuff, I don't hate watch things. I like to watch and be informed. If I know it's just going to anger me, if it's just going to cause chaos in me, hard pass. But let's hear from Don Lemon. This, Will, is about the potential of just an acquittal, right? Of,
right, and kind of the big picture and where the blame
he
lies.
He says big picture. So not only the big picture, he says big picture. Let's listen to the big picture with Don Lemon.
And the fact is, if no one is held accountable on a big picture level, the former president, Congress people who supported his big lie, Fox News, right-wing media, if they all get off scot-free, then why wouldn't they see it that way? There are no consequences.
Okay, listen. If we're going to start calling consequences, there's a lot to be broken down to. And if you don't want to, this is why impeachment makes me nervous, because when you, guess what? Every president from here on out will be impeached.
They've cheapened it, right?
It means nothing. And when you say there's no consequences, then you're saying there needs to be consequences against Fox News. Well, then there needs to be consequences for you when you spout off all of your lies and your propaganda that we all know comes out of CNN. We all know when we're watching Fox or CNN or MSNBC, the slant that we're getting. We're not stupid. It's just who you agree with now. It's a sad state of affairs. Look, I think there is something to say about some of this being online drum up as well. The whole January 6th thing. We all know, looking back on it, was not going to do, nothing was going to happen. But because of the media, and I would include right-wing media in this, left-wing media, that date became a spiral that got out of control, and it did get out of control. But you look at it and go, well, this is the big problem here. We all misled, or a lot of people misread a headline. You misread a headline, and then the world goes into chaos.
The fact that Don Lemon wouldn't look internally at CNN also and say, maybe there's some problems here, but the fact it's only to sow disunity.
We've watched that Brian Seltzer show. It's just
right. We put on the reprogram. We brought up that he tried to say he had a guest on and said, you know what? We need to figure out how to turn down
conservative influencers.
Yeah,
I think we need to turn down them all in general. Just, you know, turn it down. Spend time with your family and your friends. We'll be right back with more on the reprogram.
We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back, Seculo Radio. This is Logan Seculo. It's a reprogram takeover. If you don't know about the Logan Seculo reprogram, it's a show I do, as well as just tons of content that we put out. It's a little bit more in this tone, a little bit more fun, maybe you'd say, a little bit more casual, a little bit more everyman. You can find that on Logan Seculo, or every woman, either way. You can find it on my YouTube channel. I put up a lot of content. Sometimes I just check in when I'm picking up takeout. You can find those videos. Those are some of my most popular videos. Mm-hmm. Just when I'm just
people just want to know
chill.
What you ordered.
Yeah, they just want to be like, what'd you get today? Mexican food? Yeah, every day. It's just what it is. You know, that's the true headline. Logan at Seculo eats Mexican food for dinner and then follows it up with lunch, also Mexican food.
Right.
But let's move on from that. I think we should take a call.
All right.
Let's take a call.
Let's go to Carolyn on line one from Maine. Carolyn, you're on the air.
Hey, Carolyn.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
A little cold, but doing all right.
Okay, you got a question or comment for us?
Well, I just felt like it would be appropriate to weigh in, since you said you didn't know anyone in person who thought that the impeachment was a good idea.
Sure.
And I am someone who thinks that accountability for your job in office does not suddenly end with no consequences once you leave office. I will feel infinitely better about unity in this country once the person who grifted and cheated and lied and stealed and created riots, you know.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you, because you're saying you would feel better about unity in this country. Do you think the people on the opposite side of your political opinion would also feel unity in this country?
Well, if they were consistent, they should, because they're the ones who were chasing Benghazi for so long and screaming, lock her up, when Hillary was a private citizen. So if they are consistent and honest in saying that they believe people should be held responsible, then they should. I mean, I think a lot of
Do you feel good about that then? Okay, if this impeachment goes through, do you feel good then about Hillary Clinton and Benghazi and Fast and Furious and all these things coming back up? Because what you're realizing is it's a slippery slope. If you're cool with it on one side, you're going to have to be cool with it on the other side, that they will then go after Hillary Clinton. They will then go after, you know, Eric Holder and all these people. They will be accountable for actions that they had in these situations. Are you cool with that?
They have to actually be responsible and guilty for something.
Exactly. Okay, Carolyn. I'm not going to get myself. We know. Okay, well, go ahead.
Well, and I just want to boil it down because Carolyn actually took a bigger picture of what she thought the impeachment meant. But what they, specifically this article of impeachment is for incitement of a riot. Now, it's a very high threshold to meet for that to be something that would be actually something to convict on. One, we also know that 45 senators don't believe it's a constitutional impeachment. Specifically, Rand Paul told The Hill in a written interview that the argument about it not being constitutional was crystallized when the Chief Justice declined to be the presiding officer over that trial. So we're also looking at institutional things that a lot of people on the left are saying they want to protect the institutions of our democracy, but yet they also want to change the institutions of our democracy to meet their political purposes. So they're not having it both ways. They need to decide also, okay, are we wanting to protect the foundational processes that are within the Constitution, or do we want to kind of stick it to the man and come back here and get some political retribution? And that's really what this boils down to, is that Carolyn's mentioning she wants to see accountability. Well, accountability for what she's asking for won't be had here, because he won't get convicted.
Yeah.
And then they won't get to that vote. And so it really is doing more to divide us. And unfortunately, as well, if it's the slippery slope, then it's going to cause more of what she doesn't want to see, with going back to going after people for other very real legitimate scandals, like the IRS scandal. Could President Obama be retroactively impeached for the targeting of political opponents?
Because we know that
by an agency.
Because we won that.
Right.
It's court orders. It's now just proven, you know, it's just fact, Carolyn, when you see those kind of things. So that's where I want to make sure that you're okay. But also to speak to Will's point, do you not feel responsibility to the financial and the strain that may come on people when you know that the answer right now is that there is a very, and I would say almost 0% chance of acquittal, or I'm sorry, of conviction, and 100% chance of acquittal at this point. So it really is just a show that is meant to divide more people, because at the end of the day, who wins? President Trump.
If you say so. I don't know that for sure.
The numbers don't lie.
If you're talking about spending money, you know, I don't think the pursuit of justice is ever a waste of money. I think building a lousy border wall is a waste of money. I think...
I'm wearing right now, the United States Space Force. Carolyn, I believe I have come to the end of our conversation. It's not that I want to cut you off. I just would like to personally move on. I appreciate your call, and I want to say that.
That's a policy difference, saying I think it's a waste of money for border security. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a fine position for her to hold. I disagree. There's millions of Americans who disagree with that. But that also, the pursuit of justice, this isn't pursuing justice here.
Yeah.
This isn't the Department of Justice or some structural judiciary process. This is a political show trial that will not have the Chief Justice of the United States presiding over it, as would be the case of a president.
Of a true impeachment.
And we're looking at something that just is legitimately a waste of money, because the president, President Trump, not President Biden, but President Trump won't be there in person. So it'll just be Democrat House managers and then Senate Democrats airing out whatever they want to say on television from the Senate floor, trying to get more TV time for who knows how long. The other one was 3 weeks, I believe. I don't think this one will be as long. No. Hopefully we're not put through that for 3 weeks.
I don't even encourage you really to watch it, to be honest. Like, what are you going to learn?
Right.
Not a whole lot. I mean, it's just the truth. It's just going to be
Swalwell and Ted Lieu lecturing America on television about what?
Is that rhetorical?
No, I'm asking you directly, Logan. No, do you want to see that?
I do not. I'm not a big Lumen. No, not his biggest fan.
Right.
I mean, if I'm going to call out top five that not big fan of, he's up there.
He and Swalwell are probably in the top five.
Yeah. So, hey, guess what? I'm gonna present something our phone screener is going to be mad about, and I'm just going to say it right now. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is a Logan Sekulo reprogram takeover. Few less people call in. Don't know why. Don't know why they do, but a few less people call in. And here's the deal. I got some open lines. Haven't you ever, you're watching right now, you're one of the thousands and thousands of watching right now, you're one of the millions listening on radio, haven't you always wanted to hear your voice? Have you always wanted your voice to be amplified by 4 million? Well, guess what? This is the time. And I'm giving you that opportunity, some of you. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Be nice. Don't curse. Don't do things that will cause our phone screener to have to block you forever. Because we can do that. It's new technology, Will. But I want you to call in. 1-800-684-3110, 684-3110. And the phone lines are lighting up as expected. Have fun there, phone screener. I'm not going to say your name. I don't want people to get mad at you. 1-800-684-3110. Next segment coming up on the Logan Sekulo reprogram takeover of Sekulo Radio. We're going to take calls, Will. Some may be good. Some may be bad. Some may make you happy. Some make you sad. Some, the connections may be bad. You like this? I'm a little Susian today.
Susian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss. Didn't make it Will laugh. Listen,
Doctor of Education?
Yeah. Doctor of Education Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cat in the hat. Listen, I want to take a call. I want to hear about what you think about media. We're trying to lighten up your Friday, guys. It is Friday. I hope you're going to have a great weekend. I hope you're going to go out. You're going to take on the world or maybe stay home. Either one. But, you know, maybe virtually take on the world. It's the Royal Rumble this weekend. The Royal Rumble is this Sunday. If you're a wrestling fan, happens to be the one-year anniversary the last time people were over to my house. So, you know, It's been an odd year, folks.
You're celebrating milestones. Like,
well, I told it to my wife. I was like, you realize that was a year ago now? And she's like, well, that's very odd because, you know, we're used to having friends and family over, but the last time we had a group of people over was the Royal Rumble last year when you could still fill your house with joy and laughter. But hey, I appreciate also your support of the ACLJ. It not only keeps the lights on here in the studio, helps us do incredible work around the world, not just the country. Check out our international efforts. We're doing a lot. Look, when an administration that's not as friendly comes into place, we don't go away. Some of you may have joined the last 4 years. It's way more fun. Way more fun. A lot harder, but way more fun to take on the empire. We're going to do that. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
This reprogram takeover strong, and we got to do this. I know you've probably seen it. It's been one of the top stories. And if you don't know about it, go watch the reprogram we did about 2 days ago. Will 20-minute monologued on the
You didn't Robin, enjoy it, though. Logan.
The GameStop drama. I did enjoy it. It was informative. It wasn't necessary. We like to make the ha-ha a little bit, but that wasn't that kind of show. It was more diving in or the everyman's version. You're finding out about what happened with the drama with the stock market and GameStop and how Reddit was involved and all that. Go look at that. You probably saw it. It's one of the top headlines. Obviously, the GameStop's stock, it's hard to say, went crazy because a bunch of people on Reddit decided to go in. There's a whole reason why. Listen,
pitch to me because we don't have 20 more minutes.
We don't. So, we got a lot of calls, yeah. Too. This is the headline. Again, when we say not only does the media miss President Trump, we know they do. This is how much they do. And this was sent to us by the Grease. The Grease sent it to me. He said, the Robin Hood, this is from Forbes. Forbes staff, headline just wrote, the Robin Hood GameStop drama would have absolutely delighted President Trump. That is the headline. So you mean it would have united the country? If you want to know what would have happened, that would have united the country. But this is the news. The news is if he was still the president, he would have liked it.
Which you could also sub that out for the Robin Hood GameStop drama absolutely has delighted the media,
yeah.
Because it's been nonstop coverage on the networks.
Yeah.
It's front, the top of every website. It's the lead story.
It's crazy.
It's a crazy thing, but why is that your headline? It goes back to the entire manipulative way that headlines are being written right now. It's always to get you to click.
Yeah.
That's putting a seed there that for some reason, that's a really bad thing that the president would have been intrigued by this story.
So let's take some phone calls. Cause I think that does actually tie into Jim in Wisconsin. Line one, Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, Jim? Happy Friday.
Not too bad. Happy Friday. This is what I wanted to say. I wouldn't pay attention so much to the impeachment trial.
Yeah.
As I would what goes behind the scenes of the impeachment trial. And the reason I'm saying that is if there is an opportune time for Biden, who I refer to as Bolo the Clown, to sign some executive orders.
Yeah.
At a point in time where no one else is going to be paying attention because everybody else is paying attention to the trial, that would be the time for that.
Look, Jim, I think you bring up a good point, which is you always have to be watching in Washington, D.C. what is actually behind the scenes, what's going on. And look, not that that hasn't been used by both political parties. It most certainly has. You distract them over here because you're doing this over here. You drop something Friday at 5 o'clock because this is coming outside. There is a lot of strategy that goes into this, Will. I wouldn't doubt it. But there's also, to tie back into kind of what's going on with the GameStop news, I also wouldn't be surprised, Jim. And look, we saw this summer when COVID was the number one story. Then the marches were the number one story, and COVID went away for a while, and then it came back. You know, don't be surprised that if a bigger story breaks, that the impeachment trial could disappear. I don't think it will. And look, Lord, I pray it doesn't, because honestly, the impeachment trial is pretty much as boring as you get, because you're going to have a already known verdict of a trial. Real fun to watch. You know, this is not, the 90s. This is not OJ. This is not everyone going around going, what's going to happen? For those of you who are younger, you may need to Google that one. But it always happens in Washington.
Right. And to Jim's point as well, though, there have been an unusual amount of executive orders these first few, we're at the end of the week two now.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was something like 33
planned,
and then they showed how many Obama like 60 did something, and how many President Trump did and all these numbers, and it's crazy how many. But to his point yesterday, Mexico City policy, something that conservatives, especially pro-life conservatives, are very much against. That's where foreign aid, which is going to countries and goes to different organizations that perform abortions. When he rescinded that policy, that foreign aid, so your taxpayer dollars that goes overseas, can now go to organizations that perform abortions.
Yeah.
We're morally against it, but also he decided this is the agenda we got to do right now when there's a crisis at home. It also shows you when you're not paying attention.
No, it's usually day one reversal for Republicans.
When you're not paying attention, though, that's what happens.
Let's keep going. Let's go to Alex in North Carolina, line three. Alex, quickly, we're running a little bit out of time. I want to get some more calls.
All right. Good afternoon. I just want to make a statement there. We both know there are many Republicans, and I'm not only frustrated, but I'm angry about what they're doing. And in 2 years, we need to start now, not wait. We have got to take the Congress and Senate back and do something about it.
Well, look, Alex, one of the comments that you said, you're going to say, but it's okay. The comment, I'll say this, we don't endorse a political, you know, a party or a candidate or whatever, but I do have to say that I think there is that big move that will happen. Look, in our lifetime, we have never seen other than Reagan to Bush, which we were very young for, we have never seen back-to-back parties.
Right.
In the presidency.
In the executive branch.
In the presidency. So I think we will see a quick flip back. He was going to bring up an interesting comment that was more like, shouldn't we want the impeachment to happen?
That was part of what he was saying, if the Republicans take back control.
Yeah, they were. But he put in there, yeah, we're going to impeach Obama. We're going to. I don't think we need to be weaponizing or making impeachment this goofy. Yeah, this is not what we think the founders, this is not what the Constitution had in mind. This is the problem. But however, if they go ahead with this and something like this happens, you better believe it's going to happen, because that is what happens in Hollywood. That's what happens in Washington, D.C. The party that is in control, the game is played right against them. So you know what? I'm not saying that I agree with it, but once the gloves are off, it's going to happen again. It's the same reason I believe that 8 years ago, however long it's been now, 6 years ago for whether it was who was the Supreme Court nomination that didn't make it through? Mayor Garland.
Not Mayor, Merrick.
That guy.
Right.
It didn't happen. Then people were kind of pushing that back in their face with Amy Coney Barrett. Say, well, boy, you believe this and then. And they said, well, when the Kavanaugh trial happened, all bets were off. So you know what? If you change the game, you better be able to deal with the consequences. So have fun. But really what it's going to do, it's going to take impeachment, devalue it completely, and then it's not going to matter. Every president's going to be impeached in our lifetime. We're just going to have to live with it. Because it's not going to matter. It's a fictional thing. Well, let's go ahead. Let's see if we can take any one of these calls. Will, do you have a preference?
Yeah, let's go to Anthony on line six in D.C. Anthony, yeah,
you're
on the air.
Maybe our 51st state if the Democrats get their way. Anthony, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how
good.
You
doing? Go ahead, man. Run out of time.
I've been listening to you on Wava. I just want to say that one thing that I realize is that the most powerful entity in the country is the media. And, you know, when we sit here and watch certain things over and over and over, It just causes us to become hardened in what we believe, and we don't talk to one another, and we have to realize that. And then also, President Joe Biden spoke of unity. We can't speak of unity, and then we use certain words that only insult the other people.
Absolutely, Anthony, I completely agree with you. And would I love a call for unity that's real and that feels legitimate? Absolutely, I'd be up there leading the charge with you, because I think that is something the country and the world desperately needs. But unfortunately, when you have situations like this where the media creates chaos in your life, it's not to create unity, it's to create nerves, it's being scared, and to create division amongst you and your friends and family. And we can't let that be the case. Thank you again for all your calls. Thank you for your support of the ACLJ. Again, aclj.org to find out more information. You can donate there as well. We really appreciate it. We support it. It is a great organization. It's part of us, what we do here. Check it out, aclj.org. Check out Bald Beagle. Check out Will and I on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram on YouTube. Until next time, if you see a storm brewing in your life, don't worry. It'll pass.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.